Katie and I are starting a podcast. We're calling it Feedback Fatigue. It launches on October 1st. It's for the multifamily industry. We're going to be getting into a whole bunch of information related to reviews and what operators can do with them. Where did the name come from, Katie?
The name came to us before we even knew we were doing a podcast. So we went to Multifamily Marketing East last May, and we had a roundtable discussion on how to use reviews and connect with the organization as an operator to affect change, improve the resident experience. And there was this collective sigh after someone said, yeah, I have feedback fatigue. There's so much of it.
The head nod test. What do we do with it?
The head nod test. Mm-hmm. Everyone agreed. Mm-hmm. It was this common feeling that we all had. We have access to so much data, so much information. And it's this constant stream that is coming into your brain every day. So how do we harness that, tame it, interpret it, and use it in a way that's... And we got curious. So we were interviewing multifamily operators. We also have an episode with one of our favorite clients, Pink Taco, who is they're in hospitality. So we wanted to... Mm-hmm. Go outside of the industry a little bit and hear about how some other folks in a multifamily adjacent industry are using this, but some great nuggets and insight on what they're doing with feedback and how they're taking it and using it to affect change.
When we were doing the Voice of the Resident series throughout the spring, we provided a lot of industry level data. And I think listening to feedback as we put that out is what we found is that information is great. But there is a gap between industry level data and boots on the ground, something that a community team can take action on today. So we're trying to collect those stories throughout this season. So we're doing a 10 episode season this fall, starting on October 1st. And then if it goes well, we'll launch season 2 coming into the spring. But we're trying to get those tactical stories. What are people doing to take advantage of this information and use it to improve the resident experience at their portfolios?
And I think that what was encouraging was that collective head nod and knowing that everyone's actually also just trying to figure this out. And so it's this mind share and brain dump of ideas that hopefully can help inform your next step or your next approach to feedback and getting organization-wide buy-in. So I think we're all learning together, which I think is actually pretty fun. And so creating a place where you can share ideas, bounce things off each other, and grow together, because I think we're all trying to figure it out.